ladies and gentlemen, it's summertime again in the Northern Hemisphere. There'll be no more school and no more homework. So we will have a lot of time doing everything we want to do. Wouldn't that be just great? So, what's your plan for summer vacation?
Chillin' by the lake with my buddies and my pet. I think I'll jump into the water and get myself all wet, 'cause it's vacation time. I'm on vacation time. It's a time we all enjoy, every adult, girl and boy. It's vacation time. All the ducks and geese are playing, and the birds are flying high. Well, everybody's happy as the summer passes by, 'cause it's vacation time. I'm on vacation time. Take a rest or do the things we like the best. It's vacation time. Listen to me.
Long, long ago in Australia, our most ancient ancestors told the stories of Dreamtime. Stories of Dreamtime are about the creations of our Earth. People, plants, and animals. They told these stories by making dot paintings. Today, we will learn how to create our own dot paintings, just like the Aborigines of Australia did thousands of years ago.
Hello!
Hello! I'm here with my friends today because we're going to do a very good environmental activity for children. Do you know what an environmental activity is?
No.
One that doesn't hurt the environment. We're coming to you from Brisbane, Australia, and today we're going to do some Aboriginal painting using natural resources. Natural resources are things from nature. So we're going to go and find things from nature to do our painting with. We're not going to use paintbrushes today. We're not using
fingers.
Oh, our fingers.
No, we're going to use natural resources, things from nature. We're going to use sticks. We're going to go looking for some sticks, and we have found some recycled paper today. We have drawn our hand on the paper. We're going to be doing some dot painting using natural resources, sticks and leaves. And look, Gabe, what did we do? Oh, we didn't use containers, we used leaves. We found some leaves and we put our paint on the leaves, and we're going to dip our sticks in the paint on the leaves and do some dot painting.
Where's the stick?
We have to go and find them in the Australian outback.
I know where we can get sticks.
Do you? Can you help us?
Up the top.
Up the top. We're going to go and find some sticks, so we'll see you in a minute. Okay. What you have to find is a little stick. Look, this is a really good one. This is a good one that you can use for painting. You need more than one. You need maybe three. Three little sticks each is a good idea. Sian, would you like one of mine? I'll share mine with you. Okay, let's find some more. Come on. Excellent, let's go. Very good. Excellent. Hold on to that. Okay, now we are going to go back. Are you ready?
Yes.
Everybody got sticks?
Yes.
Let's go back. And now we have to go and paint our hands with Aboriginal dot painting. Aboriginal people from Australia, they are famous for their dot paintings. So today we're going to use our sticks just like they do and use them to dot paint on our paper.
Okay.
And make a design on our hands. Can you all dot, use your sticks and put some beautiful paint on the end like this, and dot, dot, dot. And you can do a beautiful design on your hands.
I can do a big
Let's get
exploding.
Painting.
I'm doing different colors.
You're doing different colors. That's beautiful. Very, very good. Me too, I'm doing different colors. Now, on our paintings today, we're going to write something. Do you know what we're going to write?
What?
We're going to write one wish that we have for the world.
A real one.
A real, real, really, really real and true wish that you have for the world.
Renata?
Oh, wow, it's beautiful. How's everybody going with their dots, dotting? Colouring in. Very good.
Next, we will take a look at our friend's dot paintings and hear their wishes for the world. So, keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back.
Every day we go to school, but vacation is a time we're having fun. It's the only rule, 'cause it's vacation time. I'm on vacation time. We're gonna have a little fun, soak up a little sun.
Enlightening entertainment.
Let everybody know.
Renata and the other children have just finished their Aboriginal dot paintings, and they are going to show us their masterpieces. But before that, let's sing a song with them, an Australian song.
Okay, so before we show you our beautiful paintings today, we're going to do a little song with some Aboriginal actions in it. Are you ready, everybody? When I sing eucalyptus, what are you going to do? Eucalyptus, eucalyptus. When I sing cockatoo, what are you going to do? Cockatoo, cockatoo. When I sing wallabies and wombats, what are you going to do? Wallabies and wombats, wallabies and wombats. Very good. Now, when I sing kangaroo, it's not a jumping kangaroo, it's using your hands. Show me how you do it. Kangaroo, kangaroo, eucalyptus, eucalyptus, cockatoo. Wave your wings, cockatoo. Wallabies and wombats, wallabies and wombats, kangaroo, kangaroo. These are all things from our country, Australia. This time, we're going to go really, really, really fast and loud. Eucalyptus, eucalyptus, cockatoo, cockatoo. Wallabies and wombats, wallabies and wombats. Kangaroo, kangaroo. Wallabies and wombats, wallabies and wombats. Eucalyptus, eucalyptus. Kangaroo, kangaroo. Cockatoo, cockatoo. How about we go and get our paintings and show everybody our one wish for the world? Let's go and get our paintings. So now we have finished our Aboriginal dot painting. We've used natural resources. What have we used? What is this one called?
Paint.
Paint and
sticks.
Leaves and sticks, yes. The Aboriginal people, when they used paint, do you know what they used to do? What did they do?
Finger painting.
They used to rub two
rocks.
Yes, they used to rub two rocks together and get the powder and then put a little bit of water and use paint. But today we had to use some water paint. So we have all done a beautiful dot painting. Everybody hold up your paintings. Aren't they beautiful? On our paintings today, we have written our one special wish for the world. So I might ask Sian first. It's Sian's turn. Sian, what is your special wish for the world?
Looking after pets.
That's a nice one. Looking after pets nicely. And Angel, what's your wish for the world?
Everyone goes to a fun house a week.
Everyone goes to a fun house every week. That sounds like a great idea. Look, this is Gabe's painting with sticks, and he says that his one wish for the world is?
Cookies!
Cookies, and for everyone to?
Share!
To share! Yeah, that's a great wish. Well done. Very good. Ariana, what's your special wish for the world?
My wish for the world is so that everyone could be vegan, so that the world can live for longer.
Wow, that's a great wish, everyone to go vegan. I like that wish. So, at your house, maybe you can do a nice environmental activity. Maybe people at home can find sticks and leaves and do some dot painting like we did today. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah!
Wow, those are some really fantastic wishes. Do you have a wish for the world? If we believe, someday all good wishes will come true. Now, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy a song about a pig, a duck, an ant, and a cow. It goes like this.
Pinky, pinky princess, soaking up the rays, and silent beams of love extend to a piglet's in the hay. And Tina has no desire for such an idle state, although to some, to be a popped up is the ticket on gravy train. Send us up with tourists to insinuate a place at a picnic banquet, and introduce the family to the human race. Bernard's proud lip bovine, a picture of strength and grace. In his youth he was imprisoned and would snort at man-made gates, but a lovely vegan freed him and restored his faith. Now in the green fields he shines out the gold.
All the ducks and geese are playing, the birds are flying, huh? Everybody's happy as the summer passes by, 'cause it's vacation time. I'm on vacation time. It's a time we take a rest or do the things we like the best.
What a fantastic day! I learned so many things. First, I learned that an environmental activity is one that doesn't hurt the environment. I also learned how to make an Aboriginal dot painting. What else? We also know that animals are our friends. And the best way to be kind to the environment and our animal friends is to be veg, go green, to save the planet. Let's hear our pals in Australia say it one more time. Joining us today on Lightning Entertainment. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May you have fun and smile wherever you are. Bye for now.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE